It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today over the telephone, I've got Bridie Sharp with Cleveland Town. And you know what? Every year they have a great celebration over there for Cleveland Days. Looks like this year is kind of setting up to be another good one. So we're going to talk about it. If you're interested in being a vendor, and that's like any kind of a vendor, we're looking for food vendors. We're looking for people that can, you know, have booths and jewelry and anything like that. Also, there's an opportunity for any entertainers out there. They're looking for somebody for one evening, and we'll talk about that as well. Bridie, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Dave. It's always a pleasure.
Well, let's talk about something that's kind of near and dear to my heart. Let's talk about Cleveland Days. This is always a good time, and we're going to go out there, and we're going to have a good fun time. And it starts on July 20th this year. That's a Thursday. So let's start right there, and we'll kind of work our way through the whole schedule. How's that?
Oh, great. Sounds good. So Thursday, we'll start out at 6 o'clock down at our Oakville Pioneer Village. This is just an awesome place to be. I love it down there. It's such a fun feel. Owen Olson, he's put these cabins together, and him and his family, it's just amazing what they've done down there. I just love it. So we're going to meet down there at 6 o'clock. We'll have a free Sloppy Joe dinner for anybody that shows up. We're hoping to get some entertainment down there that night. Yeah, like you said, if there's anybody, any entertainers interested in that, give me a call. So that starts at 6, free Sloppy Joe dinner. There will be drinks and chips and just a good time. It's just a fun place to be.
And then afterwards, you said that's going to start at 6, and then afterwards, about dusk, we're going to have a movie in the park that night to kind of wrap things up. Is that true?
Yep, movie at the park. We'll have concessions up there. So bring your family, bring your kids, bring your lawn chairs, bring your bean bags, blankets, whatever. And we'll just hang out there and watch a movie.
And that's kind of the calm before the storm, isn't it?
Yes, that's our last night to relax.
Okay, because you're going to get started at noon on Friday, and that's always a fun day because it's Kids' Day. So let's talk about that for a moment.
Yep, so Kids' Day runs from 12 to 2 in our Main Street Park, and they have all kinds of booths and just fun activities set up for the kids. That is a $2 entry. Any kids can come to that. We don't have an age limit this year because you're never too old to be a kid, so why not? So that is, we have pizza there for the kids and drinks there for the kids, and that's all included in your $2 entry fee.
All right, and then I've got written down here, kids' bike races are going to take over the day after that.
Mm-hmm. They start at 5 o'clock, and they're at Main Street as well. We have little kids up to, 12 years old, I think, is at Main Street. And then we have a bigger kids' bike race that goes out around our South Flat Loop.
And there's all of that information. We'll talk more about how you can get information and get into these before we get out of here today. And then something, was last year the first year you tried sand volleyball?
Yeah, last year we did a 2-on-2 sand volleyball tournament, and it was awesome. We had a lot of entries. And so this year I'm going to run it for 2 days, I think, depending on the entries that I get. And we're also, I'm going to change it to 3-on-3 instead of 2-on-2. So that's kind of exciting. We're hoping to get a lot of people again this year.
And you said for that one specifically, if anybody's interested in putting a team together, they can call you directly. And what's your number, Bridie?
Yep, they can call me. My number is 749-0227.
All right. And then after the sand volleyball tournament, starting at 6 o'clock, or it might even be going on at the same time, you're going to have that famous lamb fry. You got to have a lamb fry for Cleveland Days, don't you?
Oh, yes. And it's so good. This is just put on, honestly, just by the residents of Cleveland, in and out of, you know, our city limits. People bring potluck dishes, and I do want to give a huge shout-out to our lamb donors this year. Kevin Jensen, he's awesome to donate. Jensen Ranches are donating. Rick Rasmussen is donating. And this isn't possible without people like this that's willing to donate and give of, you know, the livestock that they're raising. It's so generous of them, and we just love them for it. So.
And it's always great because the whole town comes together, and as you said, it's kind of a potluck. The lamb will be there, but then is there a cost for the lamb fry?
Yes, there is a cost for the lamb fry. You do get a discount for your family if you bring a potluck dish.
Okay. So there's all that going on. And then you're going to cap the night off with a memorial walk. So let's talk about that for just a moment.
Yeah, so we're wanting to do this. This is going to be on behalf of Karma Iturio. She was a mother that was hit and killed last year. Her family still lives in Cleveland. She's got three kids, and we just wanted to put on a memorial walk for her. And so it'll just be right there. We're probably going to walk just a block or two, and so we'll have glow sticks and probably some little memorial ribbons. All the details aren't done yet, but yeah, this will be on her behalf and kind of raise awareness on drunk driving, and hopefully we can, you know, do what we can to help.
Most definitely. And then Saturday's the big day, and you're going to start bright and early with the 5K. Registration's going to begin at 6 o'clock?
Uh-huh, 6 o'clock registration. The run will start at 6:30. Tara Hurst is in charge of this again this year, and I'll give out her phone number. It's 749-0286 if you want to sign up for that. So, yeah, it's always a really nice course. She does a good job.
And then, of course, breakfast starts at 7. That goes till 8:30. I've got down that you'll have a flag ceremony from the American Legion at 9. And then the kids' parade starts at 10 o'clock.
Yes, kids' parade at 10. So get your little bikes decorated or your horses decorated or your four-wheelers or whatever, and get those. Lineup is up at the top of back by the church. There's kind of a right there up on, not sure what the address is, dang it. anyway, just the usual spot to line
right.
up for the parade. So
then the big grand parade at 10:30. Then you'll have, at the park, you'll have a horseshoe tournament that'll start after the grand parade, a ping pong drop, races, games, all that great stuff. And then we've got to cap the night off with the fireworks show, the famous fireworks show for Cleveland.
We're really famous for this. We really are. Our fireworks, everything down at the school will start at 6 o'clock. There will be vendors down there, and there will be music down there, and all kinds of fun stuff. Just bring your camp chair, bring your blankets, plan on coming and hanging out for the night. It's always such a fun atmosphere, and of course our fireworks are always the best in pretty much Utah, I would say, but we love this night. It's so much fun. Just people come from you know, that have been born and raised in Cleveland and surrounding towns. This is really the weekend that people like to come back and visit their families, and it's so fun to see people and our fireworks. Our fire department does such an awesome job, and we love it. We're so proud of it.
And the fireworks couldn't go off without some great sponsors, and I'm sure you have plenty.
Oh, we've got some great sponsors this year. We've got people that donate $1,000. We've got Pacific Corp, Huntington Park City donated $1,000 this year. We've got $500 sponsors, Electrical Contractors, Diamonds Machine, TSJ Construction, Castle Valley Supply. People are just so generous. And I think the reason they like to donate is because it's so awesome. It's so popular, and it's just a thing to be a part of. So we couldn't do this without our sponsors, and we're so grateful for them.
And another thing that you're looking for still, booths. If anybody that has a vendor booth that they do, and you said, you know, it can be candy, it could be jewelry, it could be just about anything. And also food vendors. If anybody's out there that runs a food truck or a trailer or anything like that, do they call you or should they call Cleveland Town? What's the best way?
They can call me. I'll give them my cell phone and Cleveland Town's number as well. My cell phone is 749-0227, and Cleveland Town office number is 653-2310.
All right, and then the closer that you get, once all this gets finalized, you're going to have the entire schedule up on the Cleveland Town website and the Facebook, and then we're going to get you in probably a week or two before Cleveland Days kicks off, so just to kind of let everybody know what's going on. Bridie, thank you so much for taking out the time. It's going to be a lot of fun out there in Cleveland starting on the 20th of July, and we'll end the night on the 22nd with a great fireworks show. Bridie, once again, thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Dave. We'll talk to you soon.
Will do. Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.